It's not often you get a chance to get up close to a stingray and even reach out and touch it as it swims languidly past you. But at Discovery Cove in Orlando, that's exactly what you can do in their Stingray Lagoon. And Laura Simmons is the lady that looks after them and the other fish that live at Discovery Cove.
We actually have a large tropical reef aquarium. It's a 2 million gallon system, so it contains 5 separate habitats. The main habitat is full of fishes. We've got over 10,000 animals. They represent about 150 species from around the world, so it's pretty amazing. But the separation that we've done is we also have a shallow wading lagoon where guests can not only swim with the animals, but also touch them. They have the opportunity to touch the animals in the Stingray Lagoon. We have tide pools where we can exhibit our invertebrates, so that's a little bit more unique because we can show the difference between man-made coral like we have in the reef and then an animal that you wouldn't want to handle because it wouldn't survive. So in the tide pool we've elaborated by putting some invertebrates there. We also have a barracuda habitat so that the guests are able to swim with the barracuda but not really come in contact with them. They're instead face-to-face through a glass. And the same thing with our shark habitat. They have the opportunity to see those animals up close but not actually swim right next to them because we are concerned about the health and the safety of the animals as well as our guests. In the Stingray Lagoon, that's one of the favorite spots because the guests actually get to touch the animals, they get to feed the animals, they get to really truly interact with them, and they learn to respect them by learning a little bit more about them rather than just calling them, ooh, stingrays, they're scary, they're awful, horrible animals. Instead, they get to understand the concept that they're very gentle, non-aggressive, very passive creatures that are so lovely. They're soft, they're gentle, they're beautiful, they're strong, and they're very well equipped for their habitat. They're well adapted for their habitat. So that's kind of what the reef and the lagoon and all of the reef areas are about.
And what's the thinking behind that in terms of letting people get in the pool with those animals?
There is no better way to have people respect an animal than to actually let them go up close, face to face with them. If a person doesn't realize what exists under the ocean's surface, how can they really try to protect the ocean? Our entire concept is letting people feel fully immersed in their world and try to understand. If they see a butterfly fish is swimming along, cleaning another fish, and they ask us about that, our aquarists are always on duty inside of the habitat so we can answer every question that the guests have. We're coming into very close contact with people, and it's a very educational experience, but it's also really fun. That's the best part, that they have a great time, and they don't realize that they're learning so much about the animals in the process. They're learning to understand the animals and not fear them quite so much.
And what is it like for the animals themselves? I mean, obviously it's great for me, I'm in the water with them, but what about the other way around?
I don't think the animals mind. We would know. The animals feed normally, they behave normally. We've been very fortunate to have quite a bit of breeding here at the park, so we've had successful pregnancies and births with several species of stingrays and sharks. Actually, all of our sharks here at the park were born at SeaWorld of Texas. There's no way to tell whether an animal enjoys it or not, because that would be anthropomorphic. It would be putting a human emotion on a fish. But you can tell very well when an animal is comfortable. The fact that we have all of our aquarists on site, on duty all the time, watching our animals, as well as watching the guests and getting to talk to them, we're making sure that no one is mishandling an animal in any way. So I obviously care for the animals as a keeper, so I enjoy the fact that I'm able to share my love of animals with people, but also I'm able to protect the animals because I'm here all day, every day.
And if you come along to do this and swim with the fish and so on, what do you think is the best thing you should do? Like, what's the prep?
Be able to swim and then be ready to just have a good time and kind of let go. Not to be nervous, not to be concerned about the fact that you're going to be in the water with animals. We've put animals in the water that are not going to harm our guests. It's a very safe environment. We give them a flotation device or a slightly buoyant device to wear, a little swim vest so they're visible. So the safety is something that we're always concerned about, but the guests can go in understanding that they're in a very controlled area. So once they go in, if they don't know how to snorkel, we have snorkeling lessons every single day, so we can show people how to use their equipment, so you don't even really have to be comfortable with that. Instead, wear a bathing suit, have a great attitude, be ready to rest and relax and have a good time, and then keep your eyes open. You never know what you're going to see. It's pretty exciting to see so many different colors and animals from around the world. That's kind of the unique thing about our park. This reef habitat is one of the only ones of its kind in the entire world where you can see animals from the Red Sea and the Indo-Pacific as well as the Atlantic, all cohabitating so nicely in one big 2 million gallon system.
That's Laura Simmons from Discovery Cove.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews
online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.